Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we want to share with you a tribute to Steve Hill. This was done at his funeral. This is an amazing man of God. And they say oftentimes that, you know, people in the church at large, you know, they don't always recognize men of God in their season, you know, and right. What God's doing. It's always after they pass away that they understand. I'm glad that we had the opportunity to honor Steve while he was alive. Uh-huh. But we're also honoring him in his death and what the life that he lived and his ministry towards the Lord. I want you to listen to this tribute that was there at his funeral that really puts together what happened in his life and his ministry and how he was used. Listen up.
Through all this, I didn't ask Jesus why, because I've been raised differently. I have a lot of faith. I'm a man of faith and power, and I believe in the healing power of Jesus. I believe that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. My wife and I have been in the ministry for the last 34 years, and it's been nonstop. We've been able to plant churches all over the world. I've had the privilege of living through two major revivals, the Argentine Revival and the Pensacola Revival. I've also had the privilege of preaching to millions of people and I feel like I've lived the life of 10 men. There is a burning desire in my heart through all of this. I don't look at myself and say, woe is me. I look at the millions, billions of people around the world that are unsaved, and I weep. I have not changed my message in 34 years. I've always preached the blood. I've always preached the cross. And it's not a popular message today. It's, as a matter of fact, it's contrary to what you hear from most pulpits. And I believe that these are the days right now where that message has got to be heralded. It's got to be trumpeted from every pulpit in America and around the world. There's got to be a stand. We've got to stand for who He is. If this is my lot, if this is what I've got to go through, it surely doesn't come close to what the Apostle Paul went through. It doesn't come close to what some of the martyrs of old went through. And I'm going to pass through this, Jesus, and I want to look back at it. I want you to be proud of me. I want you to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
You know what the crown represents in the Bible? Paul said this. He said, I've finished. I've fought. I've run. There is laid up for me what? A crown. There's coming a day where Steve Hill will stand before the Lord. I'll stand before Jesus Christ. When I stand before Him, it's coronation day. I'm going to kneel. My name's been called. It's over. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that they were casting down their crowns before Him. I'm going to kneel before Jesus, and He's going to pick up the crown. And He's going to say, Steve, you were faithful. Take this. And as He places it on my head, I want to push it off. He's going to push it back on, and I'm going to push it off. Jesus is going to push it back on, and I'm going to push it off. And I'm going to say, Jesus, as I grab the crown, please understand me, Lord, that I honor the fact that you've given me this beautiful crown. But Jesus, if it wasn't for you, there would be no salvation. If it wasn't for you, there would be no eternal life. If If it wasn't for you, I would still be a drug addict. If it wasn't for you, I would have died in my sins. Jesus, if it wasn't for you, there would have been no Brownsville revival. If it wasn't for you, there would be no Awake America in Little Rock. Jesus, worthy, 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 worthy. And I want to throw it at his feet. I want something of value to throw at the Lord's feet.
Who's leading you around, friend? Who's telling you what to do and where to go? Who's telling you how close to get to God and how close not to get to God? Who's telling you whether to get on fire or not on fire? And I want to tell you, in these last days, God's pulling this thing out, friend. He's pulling it out. He pulled it out on Saul of Tarsus. He said, boy, oh, apple. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? That's what God's into conjunctions, friend. God, way before that song came out, he knew all about them. Speak to my heart. Change my life. It's a cold cup of water and some fresh bread. Many of you, I might preach the whole night with this thing on. You want to know why? What do you think about this crowd? Whoa. Wherever you're from, outside of your church, there is a ravenous animal. And the Lord is going to ask you tonight, what are you going to do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? What are you going to do with him?
What a life. Steve Hill.
Wow. Powerful.
What a man of God. We thank you, Steve. We thank you for your ministry. We thank you for being the vessel that God has used. And thank you for pouring out your life for him. Your reward awaits you in heaven, and we will remain faithful here until we join you in the Lord. More Lord. More Lord. More Lord. More souls into the kingdom. We talked about, and we had a tribute about Steve Hill, the evangelist that was used mightily during the Brownsville Revival and outpouring. And this was the tribute that was played at his funeral. Some of us here at the studios, we had the opportunity to be there, to experience and to show our respect and to honor this man of God. And man, what a moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, going back.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Totally powerful.
Just amazing to see mm-hmm. all the connectivity and folks and just, mm-hmm. You know, it was interesting to see, you know, what was said about Steve, but you didn't even have to listen to, you know, Steve's ministry and what people were saying, because oftentimes if, you know, those that were there during the revival, you know, I was seeing people that were touched during that revival mm-hmm. and I knew what had happened to mm-hmm. them, what God brought them out. And every person yeah. was like a testimony oh my goodness, I remember your life and what God did here, and you're ministering to the Lord, and you're a missionary, and you're a father and a mother, and you're raising your children in the fear of the Lord, and oh my goodness, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you know, Steve Hill did his job. He ran his race.
He was faithful.
He was faithful. And he's going to get his crown, you know, and he's going to give it to Jesus, is what he said. You know, I'm sure he is going to give it back. I know I will give everything back to him. But, you know, it's about us right now. You know, we're still here. Mm-hmm. We're not with Steve. We're not with Jesus, but we're still here on earth. And it's about us running our race. It's about us being faithful right now. It's about us doing what God has called us to do. With the great commandment and the great commission to tell everyone about the Lord and to be faithful in these days and not to change the message, to preach all the letters in red. You know, it's still about the blood. It is still about the cross, and it's still about, you know, turning our hearts to Jesus. And it's amazing how, you know, listen, you don't hear messages often. Depends what you listen to, but I mean, in general, about sin, about repentance. Mm-hmm. Listen, Jesus, you know, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Right.
That's John's testimony was. Mm-hmm. Behold, look, he's upon us. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the sin out. We got to get the sin out. And it comes with bold preaching and sharing about the cross, the blood, and repentance. It has not changed. It has not changed. So don't change your message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just change your audience. If they're not listening, go to the next.
Yeah.
And those folks and those folks will hear, and their hearts will be penetrated, and their hearts will turn to God. But again, we want to have that for you. We will make sure that tribute is available for you on the torch so that you can see it. And we encourage you to share it. A lot of folks, you know, over 4 million people participated in the Brownsville Revival. Those were those estimates, 4.5 million folks. Uh-huh. And Steve, you know, continued to minister. I'm amazed at the amount of people that have heard of that ministry and what occurred during the revival and how Jesus was lifted up. And as well as I'm amazed at those who haven't heard about it. So don't assume that someone has heard about it. But it really makes me appreciate, you know, I wanted to end the segment, but really it makes me appreciate these men of integrity, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick and Brother Steve Hill, you know, the men of integrity, you know, I mean, these men didn't lift themselves up at all. And so we're not lifting up a man. We're honoring these men who weathered, you know, they were pillars. These men were strong oaks in the kingdom that many people, you know, the many in the body of Christ were able to hang in their limbs, if you know what I mean. They were able to, because men were willing to stand unwavering and paid a significant, significant price. And we've shared segments, on the program. You want to go into the torch and listen to them about redigging the wells and honoring those who have gone before us. It's so important because we didn't arrive here alone. There's men and women of God who have paved with lives of integrity, with faithful ministry and service to the Lord, and we want to remember those who have gone before us.
Amen.
It's the right thing and the godly thing to do because it was God. You know what I mean? It is God, and to honor them is to honor God.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.